And now it's time to take a closer look at this past Cowboys game with Upon Further Review.
Oh, yes. I don't know if this is going to kick up as much dust as it did last week, but here we go. Upon Further Review for the Cowboys' three-point win over the Chargers on Sunday. And so much of the time we focus on what Dak does, what the receivers do, what the running backs do. How about the big uglies up front, the offensive line? As Junior mentioned earlier in the show, Zach Martin was awarded the highest grade by Pro Football Focus, not only for this week, but the first 2 weeks of the season, any position, he received the highest grade for his play on Sunday with a grade of 95.5. He was dominant, but he wasn't the only one. And he was big, but the guy next to him also played really well, the Hot Fry Georgie player and Terrence Steele. When the Cowboys ran right on Sunday, they finished with 198 yards rushing. Isn't it interesting that 142 of those yards were to the right side of the field? They averaged 7.47 yards per carry when they ran the ball to the right side of the field on Sunday. That's an unbelievable. That's like a. That's like, I think, what Texas did against Rice this past Saturday.
Right.
I don't know if that should happen in the NFL, but it did on Sunday against what we all think is a pretty darn salty Chargers defense. So I've got about five plays here that I thought we would review. They were key plays in the game, and they really illustrated just great work up front when you go back and look at it, either on, if you've got this at home, if you've got a DVR, or if you have access to all 22, it's a great watch if you want to see just a mauling up front. Opening drive, 3rd and 3 from their own 29. This may not seem like a big deal. I don't know about you, but I've been nervous for the last 4 years anytime the Cowboys have a 3rd and 3. What do you do? Can you run it? I don't know. Well, they went with a three wide receiver set, which I kind of like. 2 left, 1 right. They put the tight end, Dalton Schultz, in motion. They started him out left, and then they worked him back to the right. So when they snapped the ball, the influence was to the left. The right side of the line, they blocked down. Well, on the right side, the play actually went off right guard. Zach Martin gets a little help from Terrence Steele, and then he pancakes Christian Covington. After chipping just a bit on Covington, Steele goes to the next level, and he gets a great block on Kenneth Murray. Joey Bosa is lined up on the outside shoulder of Steele. They basically just let him go. But remember I said Schultz was in motion. He started left. He went back right, and he smokes Bosa. Bosa had a long day. Someone was always hitting him really hard, either that lined up as an offensive lineman or, in this case, a tight end. It's a six-man front. It's six blocking six. It's what I've kind of wanted to see here the last couple of years, running against a box that doesn't have 8 or 9 in it. And a 3rd and 3 goes for 10 yards. When's the last time that's happened? I know I probably shouldn't get that fired up about a run of 10 yards on 3rd and 3.
Pretty rare.
But it was a thing of beauty. I mean, it was so well blocked. The hole that Zeke ran through was huge for a first down. And by the way, everyone else on the left side won as well, too, including Tyron Smith, who just absolutely drills Nwosu and neutralizes him. All right, next play is pass protection, 2nd and 12 at the L.A. 36. This is the play that Romo mentioned the Cowboys maybe could have scored had Dak thrown it deep because he had Cooper wide open. But this was a play of beauty because Zeke lines up to the left of Dak, who's in the gun. He goes straight right for pass protection to help out with that pesky Bosa. But Steele already has him locked up and well blocked. Just for good measure, Zeke helps out on him. And this is one of those plays. Remember when Zach Martin said after the game, I was supposed to help out with Steele several times, But when I did, he didn't need any help.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of those times. Martin then went over to help on Bosa. They were really worried about this, second and 12. But Bosa was neutralized by Steele, even more neutralized by Zeke. They didn't really even need any help with Martin. It allows Dak a lot of time to step up in the pocket, and that's when he delivered the pass downfield to Blake Jarwin, wide open, 20 yards. And that play doesn't happen. We talk about, oh, what a great throw by Dak. What a well-designed play by Kellen Moore. But it was also just amazing pass protection. This is another one that I got fired up about. Actually, on the day it happened, we talked about this on the postgame show. It's first and goal just inside the four. This is still this opening drive. The Cowboys went with three wide receivers. One of them to the left side was Tony Pollard. Lamb is in the slot on the right side of the field. Pollard starts going in motion and then starts speeding up the speed motion right as the ball is snapped. Martin and Steele blocked down again. Bosa, unblocked. He's influenced by Steele and Martin. He starts flowing inside. He goes to the middle of the field. And I think he's also fooled by Dak, who at the snap of the ball hands it to the sprinting Pollard, who's behind him with his left hand, but then carries out the fake with his right hand and influences the rest of the defensive line. Zeke carries out the fake as well. In the meantime, Pollard is at full speed. He runs outside of Bosa. He's out of the play. He's headed to the end zone. Lamb out in front. He blocks Michael Davis, the corner, back to the goal line. The safety, Nash Adderley, was pretty deep. He had a long way to go. By the time he hits Pollard at the goal line, it's an easy touchdown, and that finished off the 15-play, 78-yard drive where the Cowboys on that opening drive not only got up 7-0, but I think they sent a message on that drive. You're going to have to deal with our ground game if you're going to keep playing us like this. And they absolutely knocked him off the ball on that drive. Second quarter, first and 10 from their own 37. Two tight ends, so there's eight in the box. One back, he's Zeke, and he's to the – it's a run left. Everybody wins up front. Smith, Williams, Biotish, Martin, and Terrence Steele. I need to put this up. Terrence Steele takes Jerry Tillery, who is 6'5", right at 300, drives him 10 yards left, absolutely destroys him, pancakes him, and Zeke goes for 8 yards. Again, that's just an 8-yard run. I know he didn't go down the sideline, break it for 40 yards, but, man, that's a killer if you get 8 yards on first down. And that block of Steele was just a thing of beauty. He absolutely drove Tillery into the ground. Next possession, they're up 7-3, still in the first quarter. First and goal at the 5, two tight ends. L.A. has a 7-man front, so you've got numbers, and you've really got numbers on the right side where Amari Cooper sets as a wing, so it's 5 blocking 4. The safeties are a little deep in the end zone. They're 8 yards back. The corner is even deep on that side. Martin gets a great win, and he got credit on the replay. Hey, look what Zach Martin does here. Yeah, look what our guy Steele does again. He drives Tillery back into the end zone. He got a little bit of help from Jeremy Sprinkle, the tight end, but he just absolutely drives his guy into the end zone. Schultz, who does he block? Bosa. He gets nailed again. He just whips him. And again, this is a first and goal at the 5. This team has been one of the worst red zone teams in the NFL for the last 3 years. And it's an easy touchdown for Zeke. He runs off right guard. He barely gets touched. When's the last time you saw the Cowboys line up in a first and goal or second and goal situation and just wham it in?
Well, it's been a long time.
It really has.
It sounds like they did a better job this week, this game, of creating better matchups in the numbers department instead of being outnumbered on the other side or
yes,
the direction that they're running to. And as we talked about on Monday morning, they were just more creative. Kellen Moore had a lot of really nice creative wrinkles.
He did. Yeah, sometimes they went against better numbers, but even when they went up against what it's not that inviting of a way to run it around the goal line, 8-man front, they just blocked so well up front with two tight ends, and everyone blocked the tight ends, the offensive line. It was just a was a real thing of beauty. By the way, this has nothing to do with pass protection or run blocking, but it does address some of the time concerns the Cowboys ran into at the end. Going back and watching this, do you remember what happened right before the two-minute warning? Zeke had a catch and a run to the 31.
End of the game or the half?
End of the game, to the Cowboys 31. And this is when the clock is winding down to the two-minute warning. But when Zeke made the catch and run to the Cowboys 31, there was still 2:20 on the clock. So he had 20 seconds to get back at the line of scrimmage, run another play on second and five. They let it go all the way down to the two-minute warning. They didn't use the two-minute warning as a timeout after a play.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten all about that. Mm. So that also went into the time management conundrum. Okay, so after the game winner by Greg Zuerlein, and we look at it and say, man, he nailed that. That's really clutch. That is true. Good snap, good hold. But the protection was really good. I don't know if you know, most people probably don't, who's up front for the Cowboys on field goals and extra points. It's who you would expect. A lot of offensive linemen, but some tight ends. From the center left, it goes Martin switches to the left side on field goals along with Steele. And Schultz is on the wing on that side. The guy who plays three out from the center is a rookie from Nebraska named Matt Farniok. I didn't know he played the other day until I went back and looked at this, but he's on field goal and extra point. He may be on punt too. He may have saved the field goal here because Schultz had a guy lined up outside of him. He looped outside. Two guys went at Farniok. He took them both down, including Mark Webb, who I think looped around and had a pretty good shot of getting into the backfield and maybe getting a block on. But Farniok did a really good job of taking on two blockers or two rushers, including Webb. Both went to the ground with the block that he threw. And the other side, outside of McGovern and Smith, did a great job on the right side. It was beautiful protection. So it wasn't just on running plays or pass plays, but even on the winning 56-yard field goal, the play up front was great. It was a dominant performance.
Let me ask you this. If Terrence Steele keeps playing at this level, is there a possibility Lyle Collins gets Wally Pipped, or do they automatically go back to Collins because they're paying him 10 times what they're paying Steele?
Boy, I think that's a really good question. I would think Collins just steps right back in. And by the way, the backstory on that upon further review is really weird, isn't it? It seems like he had good excuses not to take those tests, but mm-hmm. I think he steps right back in.
I think he does too, and that's a big if that Steele plays at this level for the next four games
sure.
if he's out there.
Just one game, yeah. But it does speak to, you know, when the Cowboys said, this guy has improved. We recognized his improvement in the offseason. He is going to play well this weekend. I think everyone, oh, yeah, that's coaches speak. How about giving some credit to Joe Philbin, the Cowboys' offensive line coach? This guy's been in the league for 18 years. He's been an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach. He's coaching the offensive line. Let's give him some credit for developing Steele from what he was last year to what he is now. The play of the offensive line here in the first couple of weeks. Scheme, play calling, quarterback play. Obviously, that's huge. But without blocking, it just doesn't work. And the Cowboys just rolled up front in the offensive line. The tight ends got in on it. The receivers did too. Even field goal protection. We don't hear much about Joe Philbin, but I'd like to say I think he's done a pretty darn good job with this offensive line. And this year he's got some linemen to work with. And apparently now a swing tackle in Terrence Steele that can play.
Not saying that they're going to be a dominant offensive line. They certainly were in this game. But the last time the Cowboys were really good, they had a dominant offensive line.
Yes.
If they can just get it back to legitimate top 10 line in the league, and health plays a big role in that, but that gives them such an advantage.
Boy, it's really encouraging. And, you know, if you go back to the pass protection in week one, that was pretty darn good too.
Yeah.
Against a really good Tampa defense. All right, there you go. Another edition of Upon Further Review.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.